Right, the meeting is called to order at 8:10. Those in attendance are Yvonne Nass, Nora Duckworth, Shonda Gilmore, Ciara Panula, Zeke Allison, Ryan Connell, Angela Angini, Jed Donahue, and Erin Carroll. The first business is approval of the July 21st minutes. If everybody's read them, are there any corrections or additions?
No, and I'll comment that they were probably the most succinct minutes we've had to date, I would say.
Then we can say thank you to Dwayne Sims.
There you go.
If there are no corrections or additions, may I have a motion to accept the minutes as submitted? Ciara Panula has made the motion. Can I have a second?
I second.
Jed Donahue has seconded. Okay, committee reports. Finance, Zeke?
Yes, the finance committee is going to recommend to the board that they adopt, that we adopt, the budget that's reflected on the web report in your packages. The budget from last year ended well, just as we had predicted. When you combine all the contingencies that we had set aside with the surplus, we had a carryover of like $1.2 million. This year, we're projecting a carryover of about $600,000 plus the two contingencies, so it's going to be really about $800,000. So you can see that we're deficit spending by about $400,000 this year, which is expected for this year and for next year, and then it's supposed to start to ease and then turn positive. So for this year, the budget is, this is preliminary budget, which we'll correct and adopt as the final budget sometime in probably February. It's about $6.5 million, and we're expecting to spend about $5.9 million. The good news is that we didn't lose any money on the local side, as we had big concern might happen. There were no districts that actually are paying less per student this year than last year. We did lose one source of funding at the state level, which was the Charter School Performance Fund, which I guess 2 years ago had been $165,000. But budget for last year ended positively. The budget for this year is balanced and projecting a surplus, although a reduced surplus. Are there any questions about the budget?
Comments? Questions?
We are getting an increase from the districts, right?
Yes. No increase.
We are. We're getting, I think it's like about $80,000 more from the districts than we had projected.
Mm-hmm. That was at the same level we were funded last year.
Is it based on our numbers?
The Gadowski increase.
I saw that.
Yeah. Well, the money we get from the local school districts is based on their spending from a year before. I'm not exactly sure where it came from.
I'm just wondering how Gadowski's increase is affecting us.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get taken away.
Yeah.
And that was right. The article this morning. So we are, this is what we're counting
we're
on.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We don't, you know, we've gone through this budget, the CBOC and the Finance Committee have gone through it with Courtney very carefully. Seems like we're ready to go.
So then we have two things on the table to vote on, Zeke, which would be the preliminary budget, acceptance of that, but also acceptance of our finance report, which is separate from this one?
No, this is
this
the,
is
this
it.
Is the combined.
Okay. Any further comments? Let me note that Gina Castelli and Beth Carter have joined us in attendance. May I hear a motion to accept the preliminary budget?
So moved.
Ryan Connell has made the motion. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Beth Carter has second, and motion is passed. Thank you. Thank you for this. A lot of hard work goes into our budgets.
Oh,
all in favor? I know, you do. I'm terrible.
We're on tape.
I know. They'll have to bear with me or fire me.
I'm not firing you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any objections? Motion passed. Are you good, Ryan?
Excellent.
All right, there you go. I'm trainable after 2 years. Oh, my gosh. Jesus. Okay. Okay. Head of school is attached. Governance is attached. The next thing on our agenda, I just have added the fiscal calendar, so you all got a copy of that so you know what's happening each month. And so at this point, I'm going to ask someone to make a motion that we go into an executive session to discuss the head of school salary increase. So with that, I'm going to have to ask you to exit, and then we'll invite you back.
Okay.
Motion to go into executive session?
Yes.
I'm making it.
I'm going to help my son out.
We are resuming.
We are back in the public session. May I? You good?
Was the public?
I believe he had to depart.
Oh,
I kind of saw him.
I did see, yes.
Yeah. I think he was trying to say something.
May I hear a motion to accept what was discussed in the executive session?
I'll make the motion.
Gina Castelli has made the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Zeke Allison has seconded that motion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion is passed. If I'm not mistaken, Courtney, you wanted to pass the suicide training policy?
Yes, so we sent that out over email, and I apologize that it wasn't in the original plan. It is a new business item only because it was just finalized this week, so it is actually due to DOE today, so I didn't want to wait till the next session, so I'm hoping everyone's had a chance to review it. It is a template that is sent from DOE for us to follow. It's not something that we're necessarily recreating, so the terminology and the language is very much as prescribed by DOE.
Are there any questions or comments? Has everyone read the policy? Yes. Questions, comments?
Yes. It does mention that a committee has to be formed. Is that per school? Or
yes,
is that
so that's
per
our
state?
Next step.
Got it.
And then the committee actually follows up with another part of the policy.
Okay.
This is the first part, and we are in that process as well.
Got it.
Any other comments?
I have a question about the future, especially with the expansion of getting older students in. Are there going to be counselors available in school, or is that?
So I don't have an answer on that one.
Okay.
I know what the staff is right now for our current needs, and I think we just keep responding to what our current needs are and
something
determine
the committee
what that looks
will
like.
Look at.
Yep.
Any other comments, questions? Do I hear a motion to accept the suicide prevention training policy?
So moved.
Jed Donahue. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is passed. There are no public comments. So the meeting will be adjourned at...
When is the next meeting?
Next meeting is scheduled for September...
Did you guys do all the other pieces? An executive session?
22nd.
You started at 8.
At 8 a.m.
Is it at... Okay. 8 o'clock.
Yep. 8 a.m.?
September 22nd.
September 22nd at 8 a.m.
We want to revisit that time given the difficulties today.
It's up to this group.
I would love to start at 9 if we could.
That's a problem.
8:30. 9 is kind of like 8:15 would help.
8:15.
We could drop the kids off at the last time.
Can we do something like have the parking lot available to us?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's already like all the spots are taken.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we purchase spots in other lots because we don't have enough spaces for our staff. I mean,
yeah, it's just hard to find parking down here.
Not that time.
Yeah.
State building's open. Right in front of the CE. What is it? The Kumba seems to be right there in front of that Kumba building. There is a two hour, starts at 8 o'clock, and there's meters, and it seems like no one parks there because everybody's looking around here.
Right.
And that seems to be open.
And usually there's someone in front of Yonge and Conway, but today for some reason they weren't. Yeah.
I will say if we do an 8:30 time start time, at least you're past the people that drop off.
Right.
So morning drop-off is over at 8:30. I don't know how that works for everybody, but that may free up some parking. And actually, the parking out front is only no parking from 7:30 to 8:30. So once you probably couldn't get in here for an 8:30 start time and park out front, so let me rewind that one. But
it might help.
We'll do the best we can. These are the only two morning meetings. As we look at the schedule next year, we'll hopefully won't conflict with what's going on in school. So we'll be better stewards of our time and stick to it. It's difficult. It was difficult just getting people's minutes in, agenda ready. So it's just a busy time of year. So what have we decided? You want to meet so that Shonda knows.
Next meeting.
September 22nd, 8:15 in the morning. Is that what I hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We will start. We are recording, as you know, who comes. Courtney Fox, head of school, has joined our session. If there's no further business, may I have a motion to adjourn?
But please don't leave.
Mm-hmm. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Erin Carroll has made a motion to adjourn. Second?
I'm second at 8:55.
8:55.